Blog Talk Radio.
Boys and Queens, presenting the Dynamic Ball DVD producer, originator of the Sneaker vs. Sneaker category, executive realness contestant, and member of the House of Laqua, sweetie. He's either loved or hated and is broadcasting live all the way from ATL. Without further delay or hesitation, grab your nuts and squeeze your meat for the one and only Tom motherfucking Blumenthal.
Good night, good evening, good night, good evening, whatever it is. Hello to everybody who's tuning into the show. Welcome to the show. It's Tuesday, September 16th, 2008. You're listening to blogtalkradio.com/servethekids with your host, Tom Blumenthal. The call and phone number for the show, 347-996-3610. And tonight's topic, basically, After yesterday's show, I've just gotten an overwhelming response to the topic and to some of the tea that was spilled. So before I really get into all of that, let me go ahead and bring on my co-host or partner in crime, whatever you want to call her. Let me bring her on, and then I'll get into what exactly tonight's show is going to cover.
And now, it's time for the nightly Chab Lee segment with the much-anticipated, highly sought-after, the infamous T-Filler herself. She's the former Florida Evans, reincarnated as the one and only Miss Rhonda Jenkins with Chab Lee.
Hey, Rhonda, what's up?
What's the tea, Tom?
Not much. How are you?
I'm fine, honey. I'm fine.
I just got to give you a warning. Oh, I'm doing excellent, actually. I just got to give everybody a warning. I am having my salad tonight. I'm eating it as we speak, so.
You're having your salad tossed tonight.
No, I'm eating my salad that I just purchased from Chick-fil-A. So I'll try to be discreet about it, but if you hear some crunching, salad crunching and lettuce crunching, that's what it is. I haven't had a chance to have dinner all day. But, yeah, I'm eating. But, Rhonda, welcome to the show. What I want to talk about today, because I have gotten so much both positive and negative feedback from yesterday's show. I have a, you know, I'm aware I have a lot of haters, and I do understand that. And that's unfortunate because, you know, well, it's unfortunate, but that's life, I guess. But a lot of people have been, you know, working the phones today and working the Yahoo conferences and have been saying a lot of bad things about me. And I just want you all to know, you know, I am not stupid at all. So I want you guys to know that I am aware of most of the things that have been said today in regards to last night's show. So I'm going to cover all this in a second. But basically what I'm going to do tonight, Rhonda, is I'm going to open up the phone lines and I'm going to let y'all call in. Y'all can read me. Y'all can say whatever y'all want to say about me, about the show. I'm not going to cut you off. I'm not going to try to overtalk you. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to get into a back and forth. I'm just going to let you call in and you can say whatever it is that you want to say about me, good or bad. I really want to have you give you all an opportunity to express whatever it is that's on your mind about Tom Blumenthal. So,
please. Tom, even with this door being open for these kids to call and express how they feel, I'm almost certain these girls are not going to call in and express that. They're going to sit behind wherever they sit behind and express it to their girlfriend. Now, I'm sure you girls can say, isn't that what I do, sit behind a hidden voice on the radio and talk about this, that, and the third? Well, yes, that's my job. But nonetheless, you girls want to feel some kind of way about Tom, please. He's giving you an open door. By all means, don't call and just say just listening tonight. Express it.
Right, and you can be anonymous if you want to. I mean, just call in and state your case, you know, because I just want to let y'all have this opportunity to say whatever, you know. So here's my take on it. Okay, this is what I've gathered today so far. Everybody that was in those Yahoo conference rooms today, I want y'all to know that I have read the messages. They have been forwarded to me, and I have seen all of them. Okay, now with that said, I understand that a lot of people have a problem with me. And some of you girls are even going as far as to say we should get somebody to knock Tom. We ought to pay somebody to knock him. Or a few of the brave souls have actually gone into these Yahoo conferences and have said, I'm going to get Tom the next time I see him. Well, you are certainly free to do whatever it is that you want to do. I'm not even going to argue that point. Everybody who knows me or has known me for any period of time knows I don't get into the whole violence thing. I just don't fight. And I'm not even going to get on here and brag about what I will do in that type of situation. I'm just not going to even go there. I'm not going to entertain that. So if attacking me in some type of way, physically or verbally, is what will satisfy you, then, you know, if that's what you feel like you need to do, then by all means, you have that opportunity.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I mean, not. And I hope people don't take this wrong. Like, I'm not inviting people to just walk up to me and feel like they have, you know, the okay to put their hands on me, because you do not. And I want to make that clear. And there will be swift and serious consequences. Only thing I'm telling you all is that if you have a problem with me and you're that angry that you feel like you want to harm me in some way or have somebody else do it, then just consider the consequences, because there will be consequences. You know, this won't be one of those types of situations where, you know, it won't be your typical ballroom fight, I'll put it that way. Now, as far as these Yahoo conferences go, I'm also you know, I've been made aware. I had a heart-to-heart conversation with somebody today who basically told me what it was and what some of the people were feeling. And I also am being made aware, Rhonda, that some of the – let me give myself a little beat. Some of the people
yeah. –
some people are actually advocating that people boycott me, boycott my DVDs, and also boycott me or not allow me to go into any more balls to film balls. And to those of you who would to those of you who would advocate such a foolish idea, you know, you're certainly free to do that. The only thing I would say to that is thank God I have a career and this is not my livelihood. Okay, because otherwise I'd be in some trouble.
Oh, Tom, let
you
me
know.
Just say this, honey. Whenever the girls are talking about paying to cause you bodily harm and boycotting you, honey, like you're a politician or something of some sort, honey, you have truly arrived. I'm sorry. Because who has the time and or effort, honey, to go these extra steps for nothing at all because you voiced your opinion? Now get over it, honey, please. These girls.
I couldn't agree more.
I'm just saying, Tom. Do I have a point?
No, you do.
Ooh.
You definitely have a point.
Take some of that energy and focus it elsewhere, honey. Jesus.
I agree. I'm looking to see if we have Miss Aviance on the phone yet. Well, she hasn't called in yet. But, yeah, I mean, I really cannot believe people would actually take it that far, that they want to actually boycott me and ban me from balls. Now, and here's the, let me stop the music. This is the funny thing about this whole story. Y'all want to ban me from balls because I get on the radio and I speak my mind. Some of y'all say that I'm biased and I go after people that I don't like and things of that nature, which makes no sense to me at all. But that's what y'all say. At least that's what they were saying today in the Yahoo conferences. But here's what I don't understand. Y'all would ban me from going to a ball, but yet y'all would let the bitches in that fight, break up shit, tear up shit, make the balls in early. You know, you go to a function and the same people fighting all the time, every ball.
Yeah.
But yet y'all want to ban me from a ball? How ridiculous and stupid do you really sound? I mean, think about what you're saying. I mean, you go ahead, ban Tom, but ask yourself, when you ban me, what's going to change? What will really change after you ban me from going to a ball? Because I'm speaking my mind, saying what I feel, you know, saying what you all want to say but are afraid to. And let me say this one other thing about these Yahoo conferences, because I was getting into some of the screen names that were in those conferences, and I found it very interesting. That a lot of you same people that were in those conferences reading me, saying what you want to do to me, saying what you hope somebody else does to me, saying that y'all should stop buying my DVDs, y'all should stop letting me into the balls, some of y'all same screen names are the same names that hit me up on a daily and hit up Rhonda saying, ooh, I got this tea, please spill this tea on the radio.
How about that?
And that's what I found interesting. And I, you know what I should do is I should read off some of these names. Then the bitch is going to really get upset. Because I should read off some of these names of people that have sent me some tea over the last several weeks. But now y'all in a conference room advocating violence against me and banning me from a ball because it's one of your girlfriends that was a topic.
And
you know
probably
what I'm saying?
One of your girlfriends you were sending the tea on as well.
Right, exactly. And some of these people, yes, are sending the tea on each other. So y'all really need to question who your friends and associates are. Y'all getting mad at me. You need to get mad at the bitches in your circle that's sending the tea to me. That's what y'all really should be upset about.
How about that?
Now what I want to do is, like I said, I'm going to open up the phone, and I want to thank the person who called me today and we had the conversation. I want to thank him. I didn't ask him permission to mention his name, so I won't mention his name. But he called me and we had a long talk. And I do want to say this. He did bring up some valid points. And I went back and I listened to last night's show today, and I don't have any regrets at all about doing the show. But one thing I will say is the person that I had the conversation with said, that sometimes the show can be a little too personal in terms of people's personal information. And after thinking about that, I think he has a point. I think he may be slightly right in that, Rhonda, because some stuff, like we don't allow health reads, obviously, on the show. So maybe sometime, you know, in the future when we do these reports about people getting locked and things of that nature, maybe we'll just give the details and not give the name. Or maybe we'll give the name and just give a brief, you know, summary of what happened and not go all into the details of it.
Tom, I understand where you're going with that, but how was that any? How was your show any different from Walk For Me on air? They put total information, who it was, who got locked, how they did it. You know this, that, and the third. Everything excluded but health read.
That's the thing that we talked about today too, Rhonda, because I don't want this to be a replacement or a duplication of Walk For Me Wednesday. And there's not no shade. Yeah, it's no shade to Walk For Me and to Juan because that's their niche and that's, you know, what they were started to do. I mean, I do want the show to be informative. I want it to be educational, and I want it to have an entertain. I mean, the whole overall theme of the show is entertainment. And I've been seeing some of these stupid tags that people have been having up on Yahoo today talking about how broadcasters are supposed to be objective and unbiased and professional. And I have to remind y'all, this is an entertainment show, so I don't have to be objective about anything. I'm not a journalist when I'm doing this show. This is not ABC News or NBC or CBS. So I don't have to come on here and be impartial. I can give my opinion because it's an entertainment show. That's what it's designed for. But at the same time, I do understand that maybe, you know, some of the more personal stuff about people's, you know, really deep personal issues, maybe we can kind of tailor that a little bit more so that it doesn't go too deep off into. You understand what I'm saying, Rhonda?
Yes, Tom, but okay, so that means you and I won't reveal names, but a listener can call in and spill the tea with a name and add, you know, and all the details, and it's no different.
I guess it'll be okay in that case. I don't know. I mean, it sounds crazy, but I guess if somebody else not affiliated with the show calls in and spills it, I guess it'll be all right.
So,
I mean, I don't.
You know what, you're not going to please everybody regardless of how you tailor the show. If you cut it down to a 25-minute show, someone's going to call and say it should be 20 minutes. So, please, I mean, I understand, and we do value the listeners. Go ahead, Tom. Just.
Well, I think you're right. You know, I mean, how do you please them? You can't.
Yeah. Well, whatever you decide to do, Tom, that, just let me know, honey. But that's, that beat was everything. I was over here rocking and moving, honey. I thought it was Friday, Saturday night. Yeah, need a copy of that beat.
But, I mean, no shade. I'm just keeping it real, stating my. I mean, one thing about me, and people, I guess if y'all don't know me, y'all wouldn't know this. But I ain't going to change for anybody, you know. This has always been me. I don't run to the club in groups. So for those people that really want to see me in the street or whatever, I'm generally out by myself. I don't really travel in groups like that. You know
they
what I'm
can't
saying?
Miss you, Tom. You're 7'1", honey. You know. So it's no shade. Yeah, you don't travel in packs, honey. You're mostly by yourself. So
always. I don't walk around in fear of what somebody's going to do to me because they got a problem with me. Because that's the story of my life, you know. Like a legendary commentator pointed out, you know, I guess I don't have that many friends, which is a good thing because, you know, I don't have to deal with a lot of the stuff that comes along with that, you know. But those friends that I do have, I count them very close, and I know that I can depend on them. So, yeah, when you see me out at the club, what have you, I'm probably there by myself, enjoying myself, or at a ball, I usually arrive alone and leave alone. So, you know, it's not like the opportunity is not there. And again, I'm not inviting people to feel like they have the you know, opportunity to do something like that to me. But, you know, I guess my point is I'm not afraid of these threats that are being made to me. So if that was the objective from people that have been threatening me today, it did not work. And so that's that. But I guess,
well, honey, what I'm going to start doing, I'm just going to start, you know, because I have a few people that I can call to, honey, and I'll just send them the tea and let them call in, honey. It's no shade. And you heard it from Rhonda, honey. The tea will get spilled one way or another, so it's no shade.
Well, what I'm going to do, like I said, everybody, is I tell you what, let me do this because I have a lot of Yahoo messages and I want to read through these messages really, really quick. Let me take a short break.
Yes, give us that beat back, Tom.
Yeah, I'll give you the beat for about 30 seconds and then I'll be right back in a moment. Welcome back. Rhonda, you still there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, welcome back. I'm getting so many Yahoo messages. Wow. Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go to the phones. Let me say this last thing real quick about these Yahoo conferences. And for those of y'all who know me, y'all know what I give. If I don't like you, I pretty much just kind of stay away from you. Definitely don't speak to you. Basically, I'm not one of those fake kind of people, Rhonda, that they smile in your face, and as soon as you turn the back or turn the corner, they're reading you behind your back. Those are those are the worst people to me. So basically, for everybody that was in that Yahoo conference today, and you know who you are, and I know who you are, the next time you see me, just pay me. Don't say anything to me, because I don't like a fake bitch. Okay?
Okay.
So, you know, when you see me out, you don't have to like me. You will respect me. But we don't have to talk. I won't say anything to you. You don't say anything to me. We get along fine. And I'd rather it be that way because, I mean, it's so fake and disingenuous. I really have a hard time with it, actually. It makes me sick to my stomach when I'm in somebody's face and I'm having to, you know, act like I like them and smile. It's really hard to do. Some of these people really should be in Hollywood because they do a great job at acting.
Yeah.
But in any event, let me go to the phones. Let me go to the phones. Somebody's texting me. Rhonda, did you have anything else on your mind before we go to the phone lines?
Well, no, Tom, nothing other than it has been confirmed from my understanding that Glenn X LaCroix is now Glenn Jordan Zion.
Right. He walked at the ball Sunday,
yeah.
I think, Saturday.
So,
I think
yeah,
it was Saturday.
So I'm glad
oh,
that.
Oh, no, he was actually, I think he was at the ball on Saturday and Sunday. So, yeah, he came out as a Jordan.
Right. I had missed that little tidbit, so I'm glad that that did come full circle. Oh,
right.
And something about Kelly and Frank fighting in New York over the weekend.
I hadn't heard that.
Yes.
God.
Frank
Mizrahi?
Ex Mizrahi, I believe. I don't know. How do you say this new house? Come de Garçon? Garçon. Yeah, he's a garçon now. Apparently, Kelly had made some lewd comment or something about Vivian, the overall mother. And Frank and Kel started fighting, honey.
Oh, no.
I'm sure she's perched next to a computer, honey, so she'll be calling in to confirm or deny shortly. So, if anyone else other than she knows about this, please call and confirm or deny. But tell them, sure, you know. Anyway, yeah, that's all I've got for right now.
All right, let's go to the phone lines.
Okay.
Call her from the 202 phone number. You're live with Tom. Are they hung up? Caller from the unknown phone number. You're live with Tom. Unknown phone number. Go ahead. Okay, I guess we'll get a lot of that tonight. They hung up. 404, do you have a comment? 404-957, do you have a comment?
I'm just listening, Tom.
Okay, thank you. Sorry. 404-934, you have a comment?
No, just listening.
And see, let me point this out, too, because this is another thing. Everybody wants to read, but just about every phone call I go to, what do they say, Rhonda?
Just listening.
Right. See, this is the hypocrisy I'm talking about, and not to those two people who I just went to their calls, not y'all, but I'm just speaking in general. Everybody is on the phone perched. You know, walking around downtown New York and Atlanta with a phone held to their ear for 2 hours. And don't get me wrong, I appreciate y'all listening to the show. But how can you get mad at me when the tea is spilled or when I make a comment about an of-the-year trophy, somebody who didn't deserve it? Y'all get mad at me, but y'all glued to the phone just listening because you want the tea. You want the drama. I don't know. You hear it, Rhonda?
Hello.
Rhonda?
Yes.
Okay, that was somebody else's call that was loud in the background. Let me go back to the phones. I have another caller who's holding from an unknown phone number. Go ahead, please. Caller from the unknown phone number. Go ahead. Hello. Okay, I have to let you go, caller. I have a second caller from an unknown phone number. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, you're live with Tom. Go ahead.
I'm just listening.
Okay, you don't want to read me tonight?
I'll read you off. I'm just listening.
Okay,
ooh.
Thanks a lot, Carl. Thanks a lot.
Well, Tom.
Yeah.
Just quickly, this just in. I don't know if this is true or not, but we'll get a confirmation or a denial. But apparently, since Kells was deemed Mother NYC, Barbie Mizza is no longer a Mizza. She's a 007. So.
Is that right?
Yes, this just came in. We can get someone to call in and confirm or deny that. That would be great. So you can go back on to the next call if you like, Tom. Just wanted to spill that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you, Rhonda.
No problem.
718, you're live with Tom. 718, go ahead. All right, I have another unknown phone caller. You're live, go ahead. Unknown phone caller. Go ahead, please. Okay, I have to let you go, caller. Sorry. I have a third unknown phone caller. You're live on the air. Go ahead.
You mess, Chael.
Hello?
You're a mess, Chael.
Oh, I'm a mess?
Damn.
Okay, did you have any other reads you want to give before I let you go?
Better be on.
All right, well, have a good night. Thank you for listening.
You do the same.
Yeah,
well,
that was cute. Well, she made a comment.
Well, it was the first read.
And we thank her for listening. Yeah.
Caller from a 347 number. Go ahead. You're live with Tom.
Hello?
Hi, you're live on air. Who's this?
Hello?
You're live. Who is this?
How you doing? This is Rock Mizrahi.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, Tom?
Okay, what did you say your name was?
This is Rock Mizrahi.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're doing great. What's your comment?
Yeah. Okay. I just wanted to say that to you, I'm not a disrespectful person. I'm not a rude person. I'm not an obnoxious person. I just came back to the ballroom scene to walk and to do my thing and to have fun with the House of Mizrahi. You know, I feel like you have really, you know, put my name out there in a disrespectful manner to people that I don't know, which, like you said, is your opinion. But okay. I'm honestly not that type of person. I feel like, Tom, you don't like me because of what happened in Detroit when I didn't sleep in the bed with you with Andre Mizrahi rented the hotel room for me, you, and Donald after
okay.
that cottage ball. That's my opinion. That's why I think that you don't like me.
Can I ask you a question? Can you give me an example of what you mean by I have been disrespectful or put your name out there in a disrespectful way?
Okay, something happened at the clubhouse. I say like a month or two ago,
mm-hmm.
and it involved me with the Ebony, and when you found out about it because it was put on Walk For Me Wednesdays, you found out that I was going out with Ronaldo Milan. You mm-hmm. hit up Ronaldo on Yahoo and said, "I just found out what happened at the clubhouse, and you know why are you going out with that knot?" Something in regards to you're going out with that knot.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Ronaldo hit me up and told me, you know, why is Tom calling you a knot? And I was just like, what? Like, he's still going on about, you know, what happened in Detroit. It must be about what happened in Detroit. You know, that's
somebody that we all know. You said to Pete, you said I've been disrespecting you and putting your name out there in a disrespectful way to people that you don't know. So I'm thinking you mean like in a broad type of sense.
You've been doing it on the radio. You've been doing it on the radio, and I honestly have not done anything to you. That's what I mean about in a broad.
What do you mean by on the radio? Because I haven't done anything or said anything about you on the radio that I wouldn't say about anybody else. So, I mean, I think that you would think it's something personal, Rock, and it's not personal at all. I mean, true, I don't necessarily care for you, but, I mean, the Detroit – alleged Detroit incident that didn't happen like you say it did, that was 3 years ago. I've almost forgotten who you were since then. I didn't even remember your name until this whole thing happened maybe 2 months ago. So, of course, I haven't been upset with you for 3 years about a so-called incident that happened in Detroit that has totally, you know, left my mind. I haven't even, you know, the last thing that's on my mind is you and a so-called incident from Detroit 3 years ago, Rock. So, it's got to be deeper than that.
Okay, so why do you disrespect me? Why don't you like me?
Well,
why would you hit up my lover and tell my lover that I'm a knot? I just found out that you're dating that knot.
Well, I think you need to go and talk to Ronaldo a little bit more. Maybe he can give you the whole story. See, he hasn't been completely upfront with you, and perhaps that's a discussion for another time. I don't really think you want me to divulge that on the air. So out of respect, I'll withhold that information at this moment, but I really think you need to have a conversation with him about that. But what I will say is that I have not disrespected you. I have simply stated my opinion like I would do about anybody else. The story yesterday about the Of the Year award,
okay.
You were one of several people who I said I didn't
think
deserved it, and I still don't think you deserved it.
Right. That's
so fine. I guess I'm missing the whole disrespect part. Like,
okay.
I haven't been, you know, telling lies about you or anything. Now, that would be disrespectful just to get on the radio and say Rock is this, he's that, you know, and tell lies about you. No, I haven't done that. So I'm missing the whole disrespect angle.
Hello?
So, I mean, yeah, I'm still here. That's all I have to say about it. I mean, I don't quite understand how you feel I'm disrespecting you. Now, what I think is disrespectful, Rock, is for you to go into a Yahoo conference and tell the girls you're going to do this and that to me the next time you see me. I think that's
right.
Really,
I did. I said that after the EV Super Bowl, I'm going to beat you.
Yeah, I mean, now,
mm-hmm.
don't you think that's a little disrespectful?
No, it's not, because, you know, you've mentioned my name. My name has been mentioned on your show twice.
By the way, thank you for giving me that live on the air. You know,
that's no problem. That's no problem at all.
Okay.
Okay, but Rock, honey,
mm-hmm.
Just really quick. You said your name has been mentioned twice on the air.
Yes. Correct.
That's two times more. I mean, your name has been mentioned twice. You know how many other names we mention on these airs, on the air in double digits, honey? I mean, and in Tom's defense, your name was mentioned in reference to you walking the category, not
correct,
personal.
Correct, yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So it wasn't anything directed towards your character or anything about you personally.
Okay.
It's just about what you do in the
business
of walking the ball. That's it.
Right, I understand. Right.
So I don't think that warrants a beatdown because he just said he didn't think you deserved the of the year. But
okay, but I mean, you know, my name has been used on this show, and, you know, for what? I don't disrespect him. You know what I'm saying? I have my reason why I feel like he's disrespecting me. I feel like it's disrespect for you to call someone, tell them I'm not, for, you know, you to, when I'm walking at the Fashion Rocks ball, he's filming, he hits Michi and says, I don't see him, while I'm walking my category. And I'm selling it to Tom. Actually, I'm selling it to you, thinking I'm selling my body, thinking that you're a judge and you're just filming because
you
were sitting right next to Michi.
Could you explain what you said? I hit him and said, I don't see him.
You knocked over to Michi and you whispered to him, I don't see him, while I'm walking the category. Then I'm like, oh, wow, he's just filming. He's not even a judge.
Okay, well, hold up. Michi, if you're listening, Michi, please call the show. Rock, I really can't believe you're taking it this serious. Do you really think that I have that much time on my hands that I hit Michi up and told him, I don't see you? So when I was telling him to chop you or something, is that what you're saying?
No, he couldn't have shot me because he gave me my cans before you said that
okay,
you don't see me.
Rod, I mean, it don't make sense what you're saying, but I'm going to end it like this. Well, first of all, before I end it, is there anything else you wanted to say?
I wanted to say that as far as the of the year goes, I honestly wasn't trying to get of the year. I was just coming back to the ballroom scene, you know what I'm saying, trying to walk, and like I said, just trying to have fun with my house. Other houses saw it. They saw it. They gave it to me. I'm very happy and I'm very blessed for it. You guys have your opinion, and I'm very glad that I got the of the year twice.
Okay.
Saturday and Sunday. Very happy.
So you really think that you deserve the of the year?
Do I think I? Yes. Do you want me to explain why?
No, I don't want you to explain. You don't have to explain yourself.
Okay.
But let me say this. Let me say this, Rock, and you can take this however you want to take it.
Okay.
I'm not gonna apologize to you. I'm not going
no
to
problem.
Defend. I'm not
no
going to
problem.
Defend it. I'm not going to defend anything that I've said on this show. Your name has come up all of two times, like Rhonda said.
Right.
Now, if you feel like it was disrespect, then you're entitled to that feeling. But I'm not going to debate you on what, you know, whether it was disrespect or not, because obviously we're going to disagree. Nothing I say is going to change that. Now,
okay.
How you choose to proceed from here is basically, you know, that's up to you. If you feel like you want to attack me, then, you know, you could definitely try to do that. You know, it doesn't bother me one way or the other because I know how I would handle the situation. And if that's how you choose to handle it, then fine. That's up to you. But,
right,
you know.
Honey, because, Tom, I mean, this is your line of work, Rock. This is what you do. You're in the scene, honey. You're here to be critiqued. I would take it as a personal thing where, okay, he didn't see it. Let me start getting, you know, I'm going to make him see it. It's a personal challenge. But I don't think it's something for you to be upset for. But if you're going to be upset, you can be upset about hearing about Ronaldo and Bajan Chanel in Atlanta doing Labor Day, honey. That's something to be upset about.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Rock, did you have anything else you wanted to say?
No, that's it.
Okay,
but you guys just have a good night.
Yeah, feel free to contact me later if you and Ronaldo would like to discuss that whole other thing further, because I think there's a lot to that you don't know quite yet.
Tom, I don't care about all of that gossip stuff. Like, my name's mentioned in gossip. His name mentions in gossip. We just go about our lives and do our thing.
Okay.
All right.
You have a wonderful night.
Yes, and, you know, I want to say congratulations to all the up the years, including myself. Good night, everyone.
Okay. And with that said, I still don't think that he deserved that of the year award. So that's my opinion. And there's no shame. Rhonda, wait a minute. Now, what was this tea about Ronaldo and Bajan?
Moving on. I mean, these girls.
You blindsided me with that one.
I'm just saying.
I mean, but for real, I mean, it's no disrespect, but the argument that he was just making was just foolish. It was totally foolish.
You weren't bashing this man. You were just talking about what he does in the scene and that you didn't personally see it. And okay, that's all right.
And it's not that I don't like the boy. I just don't see it for the category.
Talking about something, sleeping with him a month, a week ago. This was 3 years.
The trip to Detroit was 3 years ago. I swear, as God is my witness, he's my right hand held to God. I totally forgot, because like he said, he had left the scene for a minute. I forgot who he was. I remembered who he was like 2 months ago. And part of what he said is true. I did hit up Ronaldo. Part of that's true. Part of it's not true. So, you know, it is what it is. But, I mean, I'm not holding no grudge about something that allegedly happened because he said I wouldn't sleep with him or something, or he wouldn't sleep in the bed with me. I mean, I don't even recall that. It was 3 years ago. That definitely didn't happen, you know, like he said it did. But that's neither here nor there, because I'm not going to make that the topic of the show tonight. But I think the fact that he said it happened 3 years ago, I mean, to me, that just negated his whole argument.
That's
three,
enough right there, Tom.
3 years ago? Do you know I've had people do stuff to me within the last year, and I've let it go?
Speaking of let it go, honey, move next caller.
Okay.
Please, honey, please.
Okay, I have a caller from an unknown phone number. You're live. Go ahead. Hello? Okay, let me drop you. Let me get myself a little beat in the background. I guess I better go ahead and hire those bodyguards like I was planning on for the Vishu ball.
May as well, honey.
And I'll have 911 on speed dial.
Yeah.
I'll tell you the truth. Maybe I'll just hire somebody. I'll tell you what. People, if you're looking for some work, you need to earn a few extra dollars. If you want to be my assistant, I'll send you to New York, all expenses paid, and you can film the Ivisu ball for me. And I won't have to worry about getting attacked. That sounds like a good deal, doesn't it, Rhonda? Let me see if I can find Miss Aviance. I know she's out there listening. I mean, I don't know what else to say. I'm just sitting here like, what in the world?
Well, Tom, it also seems that a few other people are upset that Kelly is Mother Miller in NYC, honey, and have hit it. They say the confessor has hit it as well, honey, and that's why Frank hit it. But it seems like a lot of people are upset that she's Mother.
Oh, my God. Okay, let me go back to the phone, because a lot of people are on hold that want to talk to me, a lot of people want to read me. You know what? This is one of those times I wish we had like a Martin Luther King or a Rosa Parks around that could really put this thing in perspective for us. Doesn't that just seem like something really stupid to be fighting over, though?
Yes, Tom, it is. And when they said boycott, honey, I said, that's all I could think was, honey, you have gone to the, trying to get to the front of the bus, and these children are trying to keep you in the back, honey. Yes.
Oh, my God. Anyway, let me see. Just a second, everybody. Okay, let me go back to the phone lines. Let me go to the phones. I have a caller from a 202 phone number. You're live with Tom. Go ahead. 202, go ahead. Okay, I got to let you go, caller. 443, you're live with Tom. Go ahead. 443, go ahead. Rhonda, can you still hear me?
I'm here, Tom.
Okay, maybe they can't hear me on their end. Caller from a 301 phone number, go ahead. 301, go ahead. Okay, maybe it's my phone, I don't know. 201, you're live with Tom. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, you know I'm going to make a comment, Tom. What's up?
All right, let me stop the music. Who's this?
Thomas. This is Kai.
Oh, hey, what's up, Kai? How are you?
What's up?
I'm good.
Oh, that's good. Well, I'm not going to read you, but, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. Me and you cool. We never had any problems. I didn't hear the show last night, so I'm not going to comment on the show. But,
okay.
I want to ask you, oh, by the way, what's up, Rhonda? You
what's going on, Kai?
You are so funny. Oh, my gosh. I'll be cracking up at you.
Oh, thanks, son.
Tom, question for you. I want to know, what type of show do you do you consider your show? Well, I know you say entertainment, but, like, what kind of show do you want? Because I think that some people have some issues with you because your show seems different from the way you kind of portray yourself, like at balls or whatever. And if you're at any kind of conference meeting or anything, it's like you kind of like portray yourself as this upstanding person,
which I am.
Okay, but I'm saying the contrast in your show is what people may have an issue with, because
you do
bring that across, and then your show is like kind of like tabloid.
Right.
Sharif, I know Sharif. I've been knowing Sharif for a while, and I've never heard him react the way he reacted just now with you. So, I mean, if you can bring that out of him, that in itself should, you know, not make you surprised when people are coming at you like, you know, that you said that they've been hitting you up or whatever today. But, I mean, it is what it is. I don't think people should resort to, you know, wanting to attack you or anything like that over any reason other than you attacking them or them trying to protect themselves. But, you know, people have their own ideas of what they feel, you know, warrants a physical attack.
Right.
I just think that, you know, and you made the comparison between your show and Walk For Me. And, you know.
Well, I tried to make the distinction because the two formats are different. Somebody else made the comparison.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about the reaction that you're getting versus Walk For Me. But the thing of it is, you have to look at it this way. You know, it's who you know. I mean, if you're not the type of person who, you know, party with the names, you know what I mean by the names, and you don't vote, you're not on a basis with them, y'all talk, y'all kiki, y'all, you know, just chill or whatever. If you do something that's a little rigid, yeah, you're gonna get it coming from all angles. You know, Walk For Me is a different entity. You know, the owner of that website, you know, he does what he do, and that's just the thing. When you're not on the team, then your solo work better be on point. You got to be to the point where nothing phases you. You know, the threats. Because to me, you sound a little worked up about it. Because you'll say that you're not bothered by it, but then you'll constantly talk about it. You joke around about it.
Well, I wouldn't describe it as being worked up. I am very disappointed.
You sound very upset about it.
I'm more disappointed than anything.
Wait, let me finish. You sound upset about something that you sound very upset about what you've been getting, but then you turn around and you say, well, this is just me, I'm not going to change for nobody. If that's really truly the way you feel, then it really shouldn't be upsetting you no more than it's upsetting them what is said on the air. Like I said, I didn't listen to the show. I don't know if you was just, you know, listening to the tea being poured in, or if you was, you know, adding your commentary to it, which, you know, I guess is your right. But like I said, you got to walk the walk on both sides. You can't be like, you know, well, I wouldn't dare allow somebody to say this about a minor, but then on your show, they saying that a minor just got a train ran on them, and you're laughing and kikiing, and, oh my God, I can't believe it. It's just like people, like you said, you don't like phony people. Some people can see that as being phony, like at the balls, you're like this one persona. And, you know, Wendy Williams doesn't give that. I think she's a trashy person, whether she's on the radio station, whether she's in church, grocery mart, you know, laundry, whatever. So people, they know how to take her, and people who feel her the way she wrote, they respect her. You know, respect is a big thing in the world, period. So you just got to be, yourself. And a lot
well,
of people think that you're not.
Kai, trust me when I tell you, this is me. Rhonda can verify that. This is me. This is what you get all the time. And there's nothing fake or phony here. There's no gimmick. This is it. People just cannot take for some reason, and that's okay. But you
now,
know,
now, one thing that I've always said to you is that I think that you kind of thrive on that. Like, some people thrive on being shady. Like, oh, yeah, when people say, you're so shady, they get so
like they live. Like when people call me shady, I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? I'm not shady at all.
People don't generally tell me I'm shady because
I'm not saying shady. That's just a word I use. You said that people can't take, but it's like when you say it, it's like you've arrived. Like you, and I could be wrong, you know. But I'm just saying that's to me. It seems like you all. Some people like drama, but then when it gets too deep, then they like, oh God, what have I done? You know, and that's kind of sort of what it sounds like this situation is with you, because like I'm listening to you and I hear the Tom that, you know, you like drama, you like to be, you know, and but then at the same token it's like, but do you have the stamina to back it up? Like some people can dish it, but they can't really, not saying that you can't take it, because I think you can take reads and all that, you obviously can, but do like are you going to be ready to stand firm with what you're dishing out? And people, a lot of people, when they see that, they don't like that. Like if a person is selling wolf tickets, and I'm not speaking on you specifically now, but when a person is like always running their mouth and popping their lip, and then when it's time to fight, they can't even throw a punch. That makes the person even more pissed and almost want to like kill you. It's like, here I'm thinking that he was about it, and now he ain't about anything, and now it's making me even more mad because it's like I wasted my time with this. So
okay.
I don't know. You said something about a boycott or whatever.
Yeah, that's what they were planning, you know, boycotting and banning me from the ball.
I agree with you.
Like that.
When you said the thing about the fighting, I agree with you 100%. I think that anything that the ballroom leaders feel that is negative to the community, they should boycott it. Like you said, the fighting, that should be the first
thing. I just think it's ironic. Well, it's kind of stupid, actually. You're talking about banning me from a ball, but yet the people who go in and fight and tear up shit, they can come in and have free reign. I think that's the whole irony of the ballroom scene, period, if you ask me. But anyway,
I said a whole lot, but I'm just saying, you know, I mean, I could sit here and edit you to death, but everybody can be edited. But like I just said, bottom line is, you know, I like to listen. I don't like to listen to all the tea. Some tea I don't like listen to, like all that sex crap and what people did and they whatever. People like that. I don't like that particularly. But I like, you know, the whole thing about this one left because this one came and this one. I like all that because it can never be said about me because so I like hearing about it. Like not innocent, but stuff that's not really harmful. Nobody don't give a damn if somebody left no house. They shouldn't unless they were real close to them. But when it comes to certain things, even though it's hot tea, the moderator, I mean, some things you probably may want to be like, you know what, this will give me ratings, but I don't really want to touch that. And everyone does it. I bet even Wendy Williams and all those, you know, Howard Stern, it's certain things that you should, everybody got to be political somewhat. Everybody is. All the
you're right,
people
you're right.
are. And anybody who said that they are not, they're lying. Everybody was political at one point in their life, and you have to be too. You have to know, you know, it's not about being no punk or whatever. It's about being smart. You know, you're supposed to work smart, not hard. And if you're just, you know, rushing to build your show up so fast.
You know what, you're absolutely right, and I have to move to the next caller, but thank you, Kai. And when you said some stuff you don't spill, you're absolutely right. And that's
why I'm just going to be listening. But go ahead. No, I'm just.
But no, that's why when I got that video from 708 in the blackout room with some of these same people who are reading me now were the same people in that damn room. And now that I think about it, I should go ahead and put the video out. You know,
see,
because some of those same
just
hypocrites.
Have, but do that, but just have the backbone afterwards.
Of course. Well,
I have the backbone.
I had it yesterday. That's why we did yesterday's show, because
and
I
you
knew.
You know what? You shouldn't even be having this show tonight.
Well, no, because some people.
I wouldn't even had no show about last night. I did it. I moved on. I'm not bothered, so I'm not going to even talk about it. That's how you show, you know. And then when it comes to you, you'll be ready to deal with it.
Okay.
But that's
right.
It. I'm gone. Peace out.
Okay, Kai, thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it.
I do understand that
right
last
of
point. Definitely, Kyle.
Yeah, he's right. No, I thought about that, too. I thought about maybe I should just not even do it. But at the same time, I said, well, since these people are so upset, let me let them call in and give all the reads they want to give. And then maybe somebody will hear and listen to how ridiculous it sounds, and then they'll get my point. But anyway, welcome to the show, Ms. Aviance. Welcome, Ms. Aviance.
Hello, kids. How are you?
I'm great.
Hey, sis.
Okay. I mean, you know, I mean, the general consensus here is that everybody wants to know, what type of energy do you wish to convey to the ballroom community or to the world at large? The show has only been on for a couple of months and very successful, I might add, because I've checked into the statistics with the company that supports this program. So, I mean, a lot of people are listening, but for whatever reason, the consensus is that the show is messy, and they also think that you appear to be loud and messy over the air as if you're hiding behind the microphone, but you're not ready to deliver and to fight in person because the people that are being affected by the comments and feedback are on that level. They take everything to the streets. Everyone in the ballroom is not, dysfunctional or takes everything to the streets. Yeah, we all have the ability to have a forked tongue and to let people have it and to cut someone below the belt and all of that. But this is an entertainment show. It's an entertainment forum. Yes, there's a lot of information that is revealed and or delivered that people don't want to know. But when you do things, what's done in the dark will come to the light eventually. It doesn't have to necessarily come through this show, but it is talked about, whether it's on Walk For Me, whether it's in individual discussions, whether it's over, you know, walkie-talkies or whatever, it's happening. So right now, the general perception, Tom, is that you have power. You have major influence, and the people feel like they expect more from you, whatever the hell that is. They expect you're supposed to be more responsible with your power because people are listening and people are being influenced. If someone right now is contemplating fucking you up, then you have power and you have influence, and someone thinks that you're misusing the power and the influence. That's just the perception.
Yes.
Right. And let me, Rhonda, before you give yours, let me just tell everybody, this show is evolving every single day. Every time we do the show, it evolves, and it kind of changes a little bit. It's new, and that's why there's that evolution going on. But let me just say this. The show is, so people will be clear on what the show is supposed to be, and there won't be any confusion. You guys won't continue to say it's supposed to be professional and objective and all that. That's not the way the show was designed. At least when I curated it, that's not what I had in mind. It's an entertainment show that's supposed to give you a little bit of gossip, a little bit of information, a little bit of things you can use, you know, that kind of stuff that you can, like, apply to everyday life and at the same time have a little key cackle with it. It just so happens that the listeners seem to like the gossip and the reads and the shade more than they like the information and the educational component to the show. So as a result, I give you all what you want. It's just like rap music. You know, people whine and complain, oh, it's bad for the community, it's bad for kids. But you let the rappers start cleaning up their music, and guess what happens? The record sales drop immediately. So if you've got, I mean, I'm giving you all what you want. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know what more can be done except for canceling the whole damn show and just be done with it, because I don't make any money by sitting here for 2 hours of my time doing this show. I'm missing my new fall shows are coming on. I'm missing those. You know what I'm saying? But I do this because I think it's important for the community, you know what I'm saying, to take the ballroom scene to the next level in terms of mainstream. So, you know, what more can you do? You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I just said, fuck it. I don't care anymore.
Entertainment, honey. You get good entertainment, and with any entertainment, there's always honey. There's always something negative publicity that's going on in the entertainment world. So, you know, I mean, it's public relations. You should keep your business more intact, honey. Where it's not out like that in spill.
Well, I know that you're totally unbothered, Tom, because I heard you pretty much eating a 7-star culinary masterpiece up and through here. I know you're unbothered.
But you know what? I have to say thank you to that person that called in and said they were going to knock me out to the Evisu ball, because now you've said it over the air on a radio show that's recorded. So if something does happen, I'm just going to tell the police, go listen to my show, and you'll hear the threat.
And I'm very surprised that, not just that, but I was more surprised that what was typed in the Yahoo conferences, I mean, that was incredibly surprising to me because of technology. I personally know people right now who are on lockdown, and they get locked down for a mighty long time, much longer than you do for crafting. okay? When you make threats against people in writing via text messages and or over the internet and in these Yahoo conferences, if I am able to copy these messages and or forward them to other people, someone else at another level has all of that information eternally stored, and it can be used and pulled up at any given time. So girls, anybody that's doing that, you need to censor what you say, because it can be used against you at a later time, and it is very, very condemning.
And you know what? If I really didn't like a person like they think I don't, I would actually, I could actually go to the cops right now tonight and file charges based on that statement alone.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So the bottom line is I'm going to be Tom. I'm going to speak my mind, and a lot of people don't like it. And like we told y'all last night, if you don't like it, then you ain't got to listen. But I'm not going to change. So let's go back to...
Well, speaking of listening, Tom, I just got the TN. That Tony Milan has left the House of Milan because they brought Zarek Milan back without his knowledge.
I just got some tea on that too, Rhonda, and I understand Tony has not left the House, but that Zarek will be leaving within a matter of a couple of weeks.
Oh, well.
Or actually, rather, I say that much.
Well, yes. Okay. Well, that's how I hear that Ken is a 007 again, because Tony brought him back, and then they put him back out. So.
Oh, my goodness. Are you serious?
All of that. Yes, that's the tea I got. But carry on, Tom.
All right, let me go back to the phones and get some more comments from the listeners. I wanted to get as many comments as possible, but now I just got a text message saying Zarek is now a comme des garçons. So,
I can see that. I mean, I was thinking that the whole time. Someone read my mind.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Well, let me go to... I'm trying
it's,
to.
It's kind of interesting
lines.
How someone can found something or be a part of the founding of something new like that, but then they haven't walked in 15 or 20 years. But anyway, moving on.
Okay, back to the phones we go. Call it from a 404-924. You're live. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller. Quickly. Hello?
Yes, listening.
Thank you. 718. Go ahead. 718. Caller from the 718. Go ahead, please.
Hello?
Hi, you're live. Who is this?
This is Uncle Break It Down again.
Oh, hi. What's up?
What's up? I mean, don't let that get to you. You know, you say what you want to say, you state what you want to state. It's true, the ballroom game never changed. You know, everybody pick who they want to choose, and, you know, it's all a big mess. I don't think it's fair half of the time. I'm a friend to the room, but, you know, these girls are late, tired, and jealous. So just do your
thank
thing.
You.
Don't let
thank
these
you.
Girls bother you. You aren't bothered. Trust
thank
me.
You. Thank you, caller.
You're welcome.
That was cute. That was Jet Li from last night. But moving on.
Is that who that was?
Oh yes, child.
Caller from
and
the
I
unknown.
And I keep all of that kind of stuff, honey.
Caller from the unknown phone number. Go ahead. Unknown caller. Go ahead. Okay, 212. You're live on the air. Go ahead. 212.
Hello.
Yes. Hi. You're live. Go ahead.
Hi, Jeff Meister.
Hi, you have a comment?
I love you.
Bring it to the light, girl.
What did he say? What did you say, caller?
I love you.
You love me? Oh, thank you.
This
thank
is one of
so
those
much.
off the line conversations.
right.
Wrong line, honey, wrong line.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So Tony just texted me, Rhonda, and said Ken was never a Milan, so... Just want to clear that up.
Oh, okay. Well, thank
caller,
you, Tony, for confirming that.
Yeah, caller from the 404-399. Go ahead. Caller from the 404. Go ahead, please. Okay, he just texted me and said, bring him on. And now when I bring him on, he's not saying anything. 404. Go ahead. All right, I'm going to have to drop you. I'm sorry. 773. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead, please.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
I love your show. Stay strong, okay?
Thank you. Who is this?
This is Alicia Herrera.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Alicia. I appreciate that.
All right.
Bye-bye. 646, you're live with Tom. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, you're live with Tom. Go ahead.
Hey, Tom. This is Little Mama, Ms. Rahi.
Hey, what's up, Little Mama? How you doing?
What's up? How you doing? I'm Ms. Avian. I'm Tom Ronda.
Hey, baby.
Hi, Little Mama.
Congratulations on your win.
Thank you. Thank you. I just want to comment on Ms. Ronda's comment on Barbie and Confess to Leaving the House. I don't know about that. You have to take that with Andre, but I do think that Kelly deserves her mother NYC title. She was walking. She's been in this house for a very, very long time. And she does what she has to do when she come out, and I see if I love her down. Congratulations, Kelly. And all the other years, and that's it. Just listening.
Oh,
okay.
By the way, look, Mama, I don't think Rhonda said she didn't deserve it. So I don't. Rhonda, did you
no,
say
not
that?
That? No, not that she didn't deserve. I'm just saying that I think she. So the girls that claim they leave in the house, I think that she deserves it.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right, little Mama. Well, thank you and congratulations again.
Thank
yes,
you.
Congrats, honey.
Okay. 410 caller, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, you're live. Go ahead.
Hey, Tom. This is Dior.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing. Just listening. I don't got no comment. I do want to say I love your show, though. Like, I really do.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye. Caller from an unknown phone number. Go ahead. Caller from the unknown phone number. Go ahead, please.
Just listening.
Thank you. Let's see here. I have another caller from a 212 phone number. Go ahead. Okay. Let me drop that call. Sorry. Where did I leave off? And Rhonda, Ms. Avian, feel free to chime in at any time. Another caller from an unknown phone number. You're live with Tom. Go ahead. This is a different caller this time. All right. 917, you're live on the air. Go ahead. I wish I had a way to call the names. Yeah, hi. You're live. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
Good. What's your comment?
My comment is this. Well, just first to start, it wasn't Rhonda's pick last night?
Yes.
For a person who shouldn't have got of the year.
Yes.
So why is everybody jumping on you, like you were the one who said it?
Well, I guess because I agree with it. I don't know.
My thing is this. I think people try to come for you because they can't come for Rhonda, seeing as they don't know who she is. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
So because they know who you are, then you're a safe, you know, like you're a safe bet because you condone it. But I feel like if people don't come for Juan, you know what I'm saying, for hosting the Shade World, why come for you? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I just, that's about the situation.
That was a good point.
Was a good point.
You're just mediating this, you know, you're just mediating and just bringing to light what everybody's thinking.
And he's tangible and Rhonda isn't. She's an illusion. A cut one, I might add.
Because because people can't, you know, necessarily knock Rhonda at a ball. They want to come for Tom and try Tom when Tom is just saying, or, you know, Tom is just expressing what everybody's thinking. And that's unfair.
Right.
That's unfair that people stay perched next to their computers every night listening to your show, and then the minute you say something or reveal some tea that they don't want to hear, they want to, you know, they want to give tea. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like my and to you know, add to what Kelly was given last night, seeing as I wasn't on the show, Kelly gave very much, but Kelly, mind you, let me just leave on this note. Kelly calls every night. Not listen to a show where Kelly has not been on this phone.
Rhonda. Every single night.
Every night. So let me just leave on that note. Tom, I love you down. Miss Aviance and Rhonda, you have a good one.
You
and
too.
Thank you, Carla.
Bye, Annie.
Thank you
for that comment.
Phone's ringing. Oh, gosh. Let me cancel that. All right, call up from the 404 number. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, who's this? Caller? Hello, caller from the 404. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just saying, pay it.
Just pay it?
Yeah.
Okay, caller. Okay,
caller?
Thanks a lot.
Oh, he said just pay it?
Yeah, he said just pay it. Thank you, caller. I think he's right, and I think maybe after tonight, that's exactly what I'll do, just pay it, you know. The next caller is a 267 phone number. Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Hi, you're live. Go ahead.
No, I'm just listening.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you so much. Let me go back to this 404 caller because he just texted again and said he'd like to come back on. Caller from the 404-399, you're live this time. Are you there?
Tom, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no, well, you didn't hear me before because that wasn't me. I don't know who that was that you pulled on.
Oh.
But anyway, I just want to say hello to you, Rhonda, and Avian.
Hello.
This is my comment. I've been listening to the show since it started, and I think that you're giving the negative people too much life. I think that you're really, concentrating a little too much on them. I mean, I think they're getting off on all this life they're getting. I think you could have handled it one of two ways with all the Yahoo conversations. You could have just ignored it, made a comment, and went on and had a regular show. Or you could have made it real hot and told everyone exactly who was in the conference and what they were saying.
Right. Yeah,
yes.
I thought about that, but I just kind of felt like that would really inflame it, so that's why I didn't do that.
That's called level two.
Yeah, then you should pay it. The hell with it. I mean, they're going to be upset. I mean, who has time to sit in a conference room and talk about they're going to attack you over some comments that were made about somebody, I guess, that's their friend? I mean, that's stupid.
Well, it seems stupid to me, too, but I have to keep reminding myself that, you know, some of the people that we deal with are not as reasonable and logical is that. So that's,
well,
I guess.
And
I
the same ones, in the conference rooms are some of the same screen names that provided the information for Ms. Rhonda's tea. So
yeah,
it's a sword that cuts both ways, and it's a very interesting and disturbing sword.
You know what, Ms. Avias, my grandmother always used to tell me growing up that a dog that will bring a bone will carry one, and that is
yes,
so
it
true.
Will.
That
yes,
is so true.
That's why I told y'all a long time ago on a previous show that when you have a sister or a good Judy that call you and tell you who she slept with, your child, I slept with such and such as lover and all of this mess, my grandmother used to tell me, she said, baby, it's just a number of days before your number is plucked and she's sleeping with your man. So that's why I don't find that entertaining at all. Do not call me with that information. I don't like that because you're
right.
Going to get my husband next and then I'm really going to let you have it.
Get him
since. Anything
else? Because I don't play.
Caller, anything else, caller?
No, I don't have any comment. I'm just going to listen. And.
All right, well, thanks a lot for calling and thanks for your comment. Let me go back to the phone lines. I'm getting a lot of callers that want to call in and comment. I have a caller on hold from a 202 phone number. Go ahead, caller from 202.
How you doing, Tom?
I'm doing great. Who's this?
Jamil Icon.
How you
hey,
doing,
Jamil?
How y'all doing? I'm just calling. I just want to give a congratulations to Marquise Revlon for winning of the year.
Yes.
Yeah, I really. That's one person that really turns it for me.
Okay.
That's about it. Just listening.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jamil.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Let me.
Just take that phone.
Wait. Hold on a second.
Am I still on the phone?
I'm trying to disconnect your call now. Rhonda, are you there?
I'm here, Tom.
I was hearing some feedback. That's why I thought that was your phone. Caller from a 678 phone number. Go ahead.
Just
67. Okay, thank you, caller. 269, go ahead. 269, go ahead.
Just listening.
Thank you. Somebody's call is so hot. I don't know whose call that is.
That's not me.
Yeah, it's another caller. I'm trying to find the phone number so I can mute the call. Okay, there it is. I got it. Okay, I got it now. Let me go back to Ms. Aviance. I had muted Ms. Aviance by accident. And if I can just find Ms. Aviance, are you there with us? Ms. Aviance, are you there with us?
I am.
Okay, thank you. All right, let's go back to another caller from a 773 phone number. Go ahead. 773, go ahead, please. Okay.
Yes, did you say the show had been on the air for 2 months now?
I said a few months, but I don't know the exact. Yeah, I just said a few months. Am I correct?
Oh,
yeah,
I'm
that's
not
about
sure,
right.
Honey.
I think we started in June, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, I need to contact the union. I've yet to see a paycheck, but go ahead.
Oh, God. Miss Aviance, I hear that fool. Okay. Next caller from a four. Oh, wait a second. Where was I at? Okay. Caller from the 323 number. Go ahead.
Just listening.
Thank you. 704. Go ahead.
What's up, Tom?
Hey, what's popping? Who is this?
This is Soda Pop International Chanel.
Hey, what's going on, Soda Pop? Did you like your DVDs?
Oh, yeah, I did like the DVD. Did you get into my get-up?
I got the little flowing gown that you had, like the cape-looking thing. It was hot.
Yeah, you know, for 36-year-olds, I still try to hold it in for the twisters.
Yes. What's on your mind, Soda Pop?
Nothing. I was just listening to the show. You know, I've been trying to get on, you know, to voice my opinion because, you know, I'm full of them. But if I were you, I wouldn't give a damn about what these faggots be saying, because if it was down to them to give their opinion, 9 times out of 10, they're not going to give it in your face anyway. And at least you have a motherfucking show to be able to people to give their opinion verbally and ain't got to hide behind no 13 different screen names, you know what I'm saying, with all that fake and phony shit, because, you know, I'm a bitch that likes to stay in quotation marks. If I said it, I said it. You know what I'm saying? If a bitch needs to see me, you know what I'm saying? You can either come and P.O. box me or see me in person, RSVP, whatever.
Yeah.
But
right,
I was just
cool.
Commending the show, and
thank
I
you.
Appreciate what you're doing for the community.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that also.
All right,
all
then.
Right. Okay.
Beep, beep.
Bye. Soda Pop is crazy. All right, on the phone right now, Malcolm on the phone. What's up, Malcolm?
What's up?
You doing?
I like your show. It's tight. Nothing chilly. Rhonda, you crazy, though.
Oh, thanks, hon. CBS,
yeah.
Yeah.
But I like you.
Miss Aviance, you remember Malcolm? He was on the dating game show that time. He called
I wasn't on the dating game show.
No, he wasn't on the show. He called in. Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's it.
Well, thanks a lot for calling in to say that. I appreciate it.
All right.
All right. Have a good night.
You too.
Okay. That was Malcolm 007 from Indiana. All right. 202. Go ahead. 202, go ahead. Okay. 443, go ahead, please. Hello, 443, go ahead. Caller from the 443. Okay, I have to let you go. Sorry about that. I have another unknown phone caller. You're live with Tom. Go ahead.
Just listening.
All right, thanks a lot. Where was I at? 562, you're live with Tom. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, you're live. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi, you're live. Who is this?
This is Kobe.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Tom. We had a private conversation after when I wrote you and told you. I just think that your image is perceived a little different because you don't say too many things at the bars what they feel. And then you say it after when you get home and get on the radio. So that's
well,
why a couple of people have said
it. I disagree with that because the show's only been on the air for 2 months. I've been going to balls for 4 years.
Well, you know, I'm just telling you what they don't really care.
Okay. Now, well, what's your opinion? Not what they told you.
Opinion,
what's your opinion?
I mean, if you don't like somebody and you really don't see their walking, I mean, I think that they should just show you that they do, but I think that my brother and my friend does turn this category. He wins.
Okay, and
the guy that doesn't see him, he has set him more than he's been set. So that alone,
okay.
Be no complaints at all.
Okay,
well
I.
And
go
then
ahead,
my infamous Rhonda. I mean, do you walk balls? I don't really know you. I don't.
Well, that's
you know.
What I said to the caller. I said, you know, if I was walking and someone didn't see it, that would just challenge me to at the next ball to
walk?
Make it. I'm sorry.
I said,
have
do you walk?
I do on occasion.
Okay. Have you received of the year?
No, I have not. But that's
okay,
fine with
so,
me. That if
okay.
That's my mission, then I'm going to challenge myself to go ahead and try to receive that. But my point was, if someone doesn't see my walk, or if a judge is always, you know, picking someone else over me, my mission as a ball walker is to try to make that judge see it. Well, the next time I'm walking,
okay.
They'll see it.
Kobe, do you have any other comment? Because I don't want to discuss this rock thing. I'm done with that. My opinion is not going to change about that. So, you know, I don't see it, and I still say that the award was not deserved. So that's we agree to disagree. So is there anything else?
Yeah, hold on 1 second. One more comment.
Hello, Tom.
Yeah, who's this?
Hi, this is Legendary Kelly, Ms. Rahe.
Okay, if you're next to a computer, you're having feedback, so you need to move away from the computer.
Yes,
or
no, you will find a way, honey. You will find a way.
Yeah, because you Tom, he don't come to my number. He knows my number by heart. And it's
actually Kelly, I do not know your phone number. And I'm going down the list of phone numbers in order.
Tom, every time you see my number, you say, "Oh, this is Kelly."
And he
brings you on. Yeah, when you
okay.
text me and tell when you text me and tell me you're on the phone, I say, "Oh, this is Kelly."
My first comment is to that person that says that I call in all the time. No, I don't call in all the time. When I'm out.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you hear me, Tom?
Go ahead.
And when my kids call or text me and tell me they have a house member's name or they're trying me, that's when I call into the show. I don't call in all the time. Okay. And your show is totally different from Walk For Me Wednesday. Because on Walk For Me Wednesday, it's not like Juan LaPerla is sitting there and he's going through every message that's put up there. And like the other caller said, it's totally different when you can have somebody come out and they can say what they want to say on your radio show. If a bitch is going to say something and they're going to stick to their name, it's different. Not hide behind a personality. It's totally different.
Once again, Kelly, what you failed to realize, I tried to explain this to you yesterday. This show is an entertainment show. Rhonda is a character on the show.
I'm not talking about Rhonda.
Well, who
I'm
are you talking about? She's the only unknown person on here.
I'm making a comment to what Soda Pop said about people calling in and they saying what they want to say. And they not hiding behind the screen. And yes, they are. They hiding behind a fake voice. Because when I get on the show, I don't come with a different voice and try to read somebody or say what I want to say. I come out and I say my name and I say what I have to say. I don't hide behind anything.
Can I ask you a question, Kelly? Did you get into a squabble with Frank X. Mizrahi in the village?
No, I didn't get into a squabble with any Mizrahi.
Frank is not a Mizrahi no more, right?
No, me and Frank did not have a fight. Frank left the house on his own choice due to personal reasons that he had that I'm not going to discuss on the radio. No, Bobby Mizrahi did not leave the house. She is still a Mizrahi, and she is still Mother Mizrahi.
Okay. Is there any other comment you have?
No, that's the only comment I have, and you have a nice night, Tom, okay? You can put my son back on hold, okay?
Have a great night. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for denying that.
You heard it first here.
Yes.
You know what? I don't get. I still don't think they get it, Miss Aviana. Rhonda, excuse me. I'm not going to continue to try to fight that battle. 502, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, you're live. Who's this?
Hi, this is Isis.
Hey, what's up, Isis? How you doing?
Hey, I called in late, so I'm just trying to catch up or whatever. So I'm just listening.
Okay, well, thank you for listening. Okay, thank you so much.
No doubt.
Let me
Tom,
see
for whatever reason, Tom, I don't understand. You know, the whole radio thing and what you're doing may be in conjunction with who you really are in real life, but this is a whole different forum. I mean, you are presenting information, you're funneling information, you're allowing people to be characters, you're providing this big stage, but you cannot go to a ball and tape a ball for the express purpose that you do it for and present all of this energy while you're doing that, it just doesn't add up. So you
right.
wouldn't necessarily go to a ball and say, girl, by the way, I don't see you. And by the way, bitch, I don't see you either. And I don't like her because you would never get a ball taped.
Right.
And it's not even logical. So you're not going to even bring all of those different personalities to a ballroom to start off with because that's not the purpose that you went there for. Now, if I'm standing there taping a ball and if I nudge someone and I make a statement, I mean, I can see that happening, right or wrong. I can see that happening, but you're not going to stop and talk to everybody and say all of these different things that you are in a comfortable environment and you're allowing yourself to be able to do now. This is the appropriate format for doing that.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I agree. I couldn't agree more.
And just because you don't see it for someone doesn't mean you have a personal dislike for the person. You just don't see it for them in that category.
Do you know how many people come to me and buy DVDs and they say, oh, I cannot wait to see myself on this DVD? And I'd be thinking to myself, bitch, if you only knew, you would not want to see yourself on this DVD. But, you know what I'm saying? That doesn't mean I dislike them as a person. I mean, now, it just so happened that individual, I'm gonna let that go because I don't want to keep going back to that. People keep trying to take me back. Anyway, moving along to the next caller. 857, go ahead, please.
Hey, what's up, Tom? Just listening.
Okay, thank you so much for listening. I have several unknown callers. The first one, unknown phone caller, go ahead. If you know you're calling from a private number and I say unknown caller, just go ahead, please. Unknown caller, are you there? Okay. I have another unknown caller. Are you there?
Hello?
Okay. Yeah, hi. Oh, we must have lost them. Oh, no. Another unknown caller. Are you there? Go ahead.
Hello?
Another. Yes, go ahead. You're live.
Hey,
hello.
Hey, Tom, what's up? Hey.
Hey, what's up? Who is this?
This is Nikki Tuesday.
Hey, what's up, girl? How you doing? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, your phone's breaking up.
Can you hear me now?
I hear you, girl. You got a Metro or something?
Uh-uh, bitch, I got an iPhone, girl. Bitch, I just want to tell Miss Fat-Ass Kelly to sit down, bitch, and let some of that blubber out her system, girl. That's what's wrong with her.
You know what?
And what is Miss Kelly legendary for anyway?
Oh, bitch, you really did it now.
I know what she's legendary for, that order that number 6 at Burger King. Shut up, fat bitch, upstairs. Squash it, girl. She don't want to talk about reading girls about having kids. Bitch, what can you offer another bitch? Shit, it's a hamburger and french fries and things. Sit down.
Go.
And tell her that we ain't hiding behind personalities. This is Nikki Tuesday.
Oh, oh my God! I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute.
Sure
I gotta. Yeah, go ahead.
Sticky Tuesday, Freddie.
It's Nikki Tuesday.
I like this Nikki Tuesday. I love all that.
This
joke.
Is Nikki Tuesday, and I fucked in two states. I got two baby daddies, and I fucked them in two states.
Yeah.
Too many things.
Help me, please. Please help me.
I live for that voice, girl, though. That voice is carrying.
Thanks.
Thank you, Nikki, for calling.
You're welcome, Tom. And you're also welcome, Avias, and you too, Miss Wanda.
Okay.
Ooh, I'm sorry, I just lost it. 773 caller.
You know, I'm talking to a couple of people that are listening to the show right now, and the general consensus is that, you know, people who fight at balls really, really, really cannot take critiques and being judged, and this is what the ballroom actually was founded upon. Now, it has evolved into a lot of other positive spinoffs, but, you know... I mean, do you go to a Miss America pageant and try to knock the judges at the Miss America pageant? I mean, give me a break.
Call her from the 773 phone number. Go ahead, please.
Deal with it, man.
I can't hear you, caller.
Hello?
Hello? Yes, go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
What's going on?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. I love your show. Just calling and listening.
Okay, thank you so much, caller. I appreciate that. And be blessed now. The Lord be with you. Unknown phone caller, go ahead, please. Unknown caller? Okay. 301, you're live. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Bianca.
Hey, Bianca. What's going on?
Nothing much. Just listening to the show. I'm enjoying it so far. But I just want to say hi to Ms. Avian.
Hi,
Bianca.
Baby.
Hi. When are y'all getting Hanif back? Because I want to munch his cock.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm sure he wants it munched, too.
Oh.
Hanif is a mess.
I had a really, really, like, erotic dream. I thought I wanted Kelly Mizrahi to, like, you know, titty fuck me. I really thought I liked it.
Oh, God.
Honey,
is this you up in him, honey?
Honey,
is this you up in him?
Who?
Calling as your alter ego, honey.
Who is this?
Hi, niece. Is this you, your alter ego?
No, I wish I had this alter ego in my vagina.
Okay, all right, Bianca. Anything else before we let you go, honey?
No, that's about it, but I'll call back later. Thanks.
Okay, Bianca. Have a good
Bye.
Night, honey.
Bye-bye.
Oh, all right, that was a lot. I have a caller from a 267. Go ahead. Excuse me.
Hello.
Hi, you're live with Tom. Go ahead.
What's up, Tom? It's Najee.
Hey, what's up, Najee? How you doing?
I'm good. I just wanted to give a couple congratulations for awards. I wasn't able to call in yesterday to give them. I want to give congratulations to my father, James Icahn, for getting inducted into the Icahn Hall of Fame.
Okay, congratulations to James. We have an interview with James on the DVD, by the way, when he accepted his award.
Okay, I can't wait to get that DVD. I'll purchase it from you one day, hopefully. I want to give a shout-out to Marquise Revlon, myself of the year, Little Mama, Kelly Mizrahi, Rock Mizrahi, Lucky Visu, all of my favorites, Ronaldo, you know, all of my favorites. I want to give a shout-out to all of them. So, you know, Tom, I just want to listen.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Najee, for calling in, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, bye-bye. I have a caller from a 404-641. Go ahead.
Are you just listening?
Okay, thanks,
yeah,
caller.
Hey,
yeah,
Tom.
You just... Hey, what's up?
This is Ken.
Oh, hey, Ken. You just was listening or you wanted to make a comment or what?
Nah, just listening.
Okay, well, thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you.
Rhonda, that was Ken.
That was all the names you chopped. No, never mind.
But Ken was that stuff.
That was Ken 007.
Oh, well, he should have had something to say. What is he? I mean, all this house hopping, honey. I know we had that subject before, but.
Rhonda, please. Please don't get nobody else mad at me, please.
Well, I mean, he was on. You should have told me, Tom. I was preoccupied at the moment. Hi, Ken. Love you. Can't wait to see you at the next ball. And what house you'll be in then. But go ahead, Tom.
Okay. Let me see. Where did I leave off? Call from the 646 phone number. Go ahead.
Ronaldo, there ain't talking about nothing.
Hello, this is the 646 caller. Go ahead, please.
Ronaldo, there ain't talking about nothing.
Excuse me?
It's a setup, honey.
Just listening.
Disconnected, honey. It's a setup.
Yeah, thank you, caller.
He said, Ronaldo, they're not talking about nothing.
Unknown phone caller. And they want to blame me. Unknown caller, go ahead. Okay, I got to move on here. Caller from a 240. Oh, wait a minute, I lost that caller. Damn it. Caller from the 240 phone number, go ahead.
I'm just listening.
All right, thanks a lot. 615, go ahead.
This is the legendary These Nuts Chanel.
Yes.
Nuts.
Is this These Musty Nuts Chanel?
No, they're not musty. Are you musty?
No, Salty Nuts Chanel. I'm trying to figure out which legendary Nuts Chanel this is.
Oh, this is. I see this is a chick with a wig on.
Oh, this is just plain Nuts Chanel.
Yeah.
Oh,
cashews,
okay.
Even.
You fat, tired bitch.
Oh, Miss Little Nuts Chanel. Okay.
No.
One ball Chanel.
Okay, caller. Thank you. Have a great night. Let's see here. So a lot of
she
people didn't
that
take
was
their.
Cute, honey.
A lot of people didn't take their medicine today. 404-627, go ahead. Okay, thank you, caller. And you be blessed. Let me see. This has been one night, I tell you. 410, go ahead. 410, go ahead.
Hello?
Hi, go ahead, please.
Oh, this six. You already talked to me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. I don't know how I got back to you again.
It's so horrible.
Okay, let me place you back on hold. 443, go ahead. I think I might have gone to this number, too.
Maybe we've looped all around already.
Actually, there's still numbers popping up. 215, go ahead.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Aviance. I love you.
I love you too, baby.
Okay, yeah. Just like everyone says, I've been watching Balls for years, and I never, ever in my life seen Kelly Mizrahi. Where did that come from? where did she come from? Like, who is she? I never in my life seen Kelly Mizrahi. I never did. And at the awards ball, did you see her back and how she was walking down the runway? Jesus, tell me, is that a woman or what? Congratulations to Tiana Chanel. Congratulations to all the other year kids and things who won the awards and, you know, things like that. But someone please tell me where the Miss Kelly come from.
Ooh.
I never seen her. Dang it, I hear she's voguing things now. That's a bit too much.
Ooh.
You don't think so, Tom? Hi, Rhonda.
How you doing, Annie?
Hi, baby. I see that everybody just want to come for Tom and stuff, but the whole thing's about Miss Kelly. Who is she? Can someone explain to me? I'm in character because she's a little bit too big for me. These are the things I have to tell her. She's a man. It's no shame, Miss Kelly, but you don't deserve to be no one's mother. Father, I see, or godfather overall, but someone's mother, I just didn't see that for you, Miss Kelly. No shame. Barbie, that's Barbie's position. She's smaller. Miss Kelly, you cannot batter no small girl for nothing.
Okay, is that all your comment, ma'am?
Yes, Tom, and I love you. And keep your head on your shoulder, Tom. Don't let these kids scare you.
Okay, thank you so much, caller. I appreciate
okay,
that.
Okay, and explain to me who was Kelly Dow, the next show.
Okay.
Because I've never seen her, like, you know, back in the day.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, Tom.
Well, maybe she'll call in and do it. I'm sorry.
All right.
All right, thank you. Okay, 443 caller, that was very interesting. 443, go ahead.
Hey,
what's up? Who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you got a comment?
I'm just listening.
Thank you. 718, go ahead, please.
Just listening.
Thank you. I think some people may have dropped off and called back. Maybe that's why I keep seeing some of these same phone numbers again.
Honey, Miss Kelly gonna hunt down her and Miss Nikki, honey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, Jesus.
I have a caller from a 267 phone number. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Thomas Najee again. I hung up because I forgot a couple of names.
Oh, God. Okay, go ahead and give the other names, Najee.
I want to give a shout-out to Mother Kiana Chanel. I love her.
And congratulations to my mom, Foxy Milan, for winning that $1,000. And,
yes.
And Roxy for winning that money, too.
Yeah, and Roxy and Roxy and but Roxy and Roxy and Foxy, both of them owe me. Can y'all please send me the money that y'all owe me, please? Go ahead, Najee.
I just want to say that everybody that deserved Other Year got it or whatever. So just drop this whole situation the Other Year. Like, it's pointless.
Yeah, we're
they
not talking about
they
that.
They can't give it back, so.
Yeah, they well, they can, but they won't. But okay, Najee. Thank you, Najee.
Love you, Tom.
Love you, too.
Is that all you love?
No.
I guess so.
Okay. You know what? And I think everybody's right for the most part. Like, I really, my whole plan tonight was I wanted to do the show and basically let the kids call in and have at me and read me and all that. And a few people did. And basically, they proved my point. The people that called in and read me, they proved my point, that they really don't have no valid argument against me. I mean, think about how many times that you've not liked a person, and when you really thought about it, you have to, like, why do I not like them? You know, I've had it happen to me a few times where I don't like somebody, and then when I really sat down and thought about it, what have they really done to me, you know, to make me not like them? And sometimes it's usually a misunderstanding or miscommunication, something like that. And then some people really genuinely I just don't like. But I don't go out of my way to try to harm them or to bother. I mean, that's just so elementary. You know how you used to be in school, Ms. Aviance, and somebody you didn't like, and you would spend half your day at school trying to make them know you didn't like them?
Right, focusing on that nonsense.
Right, and I'm at a point in my life now where if I don't like a bitch, I just avoid you. I don't talk to you. I stay away from you. I ain't one for fake smiles and fake hellos. I'd just rather not even say anything to you at all than to give you a fake hi, because that's just not my personality.
Too much energy, honey. Too much energy.
It does. So I'm going to make this the last time, you know, we do a show like this, because I had something really nice planned for tonight. But I just felt like, okay, everybody's so mad. Maybe they really just want to have an opportunity to call in and express themselves. And I see not a lot of people took advantage of it. So I'm assuming that the issue is dead for now, at least. You know, until the next function, I guess.
Right, until New York, honey.
Right, and so I'm going to... Oh, by the way, I'm still looking for an assistant that would like to be hired to go to New York on my behalf. And, of course, you will have... Nobody will know you, so they won't try to knock you because they can't knock me. So you don't have to worry about telling people who you are. I'll prearrange it with the AV suit so you can get in and be able to film. We will take care of your air and hotel and all that stuff. And you don't have to worry about the tickets. They will be legitimate. So the cops won't be ready to lock you when you get off the plane. And things of that nature. So, Rhonda, maybe we could send you.
Selfless. They'll be expecting that, honey. They'll probably assume the first person that you, whoever you have behind that camera, is Rhonda. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. I feel like I have a week vacation coming up.
Are you free, Ms. Aviance, October 17th?
Oh, yes, I will be there. But I'll have my name on my shirt so I don't get knocked in somebody else's place, honey.
Yes, sis, yes.
Excuse me. Let me go back to the phones and get a couple of last callers that just popped in. I don't know if I called out this number already, but I have a 215-531 caller. Did we talk to you already?
No, you didn't, Tom. How are you?
I'm doing great. Who is this?
This is Mike Icon.
Oh, what's up? The Icons are in full effect tonight. What's the
yes.
team? Yes, we are. How are you, Tom? Rhonda.
I'm doing excellent.
Hey.
How are you?
Great.
Good. I'm not calling to read you, Tom.
Oh, good. Thank you.
That's pointless.
Thank you so much.
My motto is for tonight, Tom, sit back, smoke two Dutchess, and drink a lot of Telesport.
There you go.
There you go. And then you don't have to worry about anybody reading you or no one's coming for you because you're just high and you're tipsy and you're just saying, fuck it.
Mike, you're a mess. What is a telesport? What is that?
Telesport? Oh, Tom, you got to get you some of that.
I've never heard of it. It's like a wine cooler? Is it alcohol?
No, it's wine. I don't think it's wine. Just wine.
Oh, okay. Like something really mellow and, you know.
Yeah. Oh, you know.
Is this Mike from New York?
You don't give the girls too much because you just laid back all the time.
Yeah, no, this is Mike Icon from Philly, Miss Aviana.
Oh, okay.
Realness with a twist, yeah. Okay, well, Mike, listen, thanks for calling. We always appreciate you calling, and hope to see you guys up there soon.
All right, Tom, have a good one.
Okay, I will be doing my last quarter of the year of 2008 ball tour. So for the girls who, you know, want to see me, I'll be at just about every function that's coming up, so you will see me out and about. And that's pretty much it. Ms. Ivy, anything that you want to throw in, add as we begin to wind the show down to the last moment?
It's been a very, very interesting evening, but I think that we're ending on a better note than what we anticipated. And the original reason for today's show wasn't to rehash everything from yesterday, but just allow people to vent and give their opinions and some feedback on how they may have felt if they weren't able to get through last night, or if they were able to lay in the bed and marinate, as they say, until today.
Right. And some people, oh, wait a second. Somebody just said they think that I'm biased. Okay, what caller, well, I need to know what number you're calling from so I can bring you on. And you can say whatever it is you want to say. Somebody just texted me and said that they think I'm biased and they want to make that point. I don't know who I could possibly be biased in favor of. You know, I do have some favorites in the ballroom scene, but we're equal opportunity in terms of how the show goes. So, I don't know. Rhonda, any words that you want to offer?
I'm sorry, Tom.
Do you have any words that you want to offer to the content of the show tonight?
Honey, I'm just getting ready for my date.
Oh, okay.
I'm over this topic, Tom. We've beat it to death, honey, like a dead horse, so.
Okay.
Other than that, honey, just a little snippet on Andre's ex-lover getting caught, you know, by AJX Mizza having that new
lover. What Andre are you talking about?
You know, the icon.
Okay, let's hold that. They're gonna say I'm biased for Andre.
Already had mentioned some of that tea, I thought, but go ahead, Tom.
Yes, they did, but I just want to hold that. Let's just hold that tea, since they say I'm, you know. Anyway, we'll get to that some other time. But caller, I have a caller on hold from an unknown phone number. I think this is the person who's been trying to get through. Caller, can you hear me?
Hello.
Hi, are you the person who just texted and said you wanted to make a comment about me being biased?
No, but I do want to make a comment.
Okay, go ahead.
I was just wondering, I mean, what about your show is educational?
Well, we had a show with all femme queens, and we talked about how it is to make the transition and how it is to live in the real world as a transgender woman. I think that was a very educational show. Did you happen to hear that show?
Yeah.
You did? You didn't find it educational?
Yeah, that's one.
Okay, we also had a show regarding ballroom history where we walked people back through time and how the ballroom began and brought us up to current day ballroom. We've had shows on scholarships that are available by the House of Blahnik for those people who are in college. Are you trying to say that the show is not educational? Is that what your argument is?
Yes.
Okay, well, your point is noted. Anything else?
Yes. Yeah. Also, I mean, you said
I can't hear you, caller. Could you speak a little louder?
So you're trying to make your show mainstream, you said? I mean,
the show is mainstream. It's all over the world, girl.
Honey, I'm sorry. Like I said, I mean, you're trying to use your show to bring the ballroom into the mainstream. Like, so this is what you want people to know about the ballroom scene?
Okay, I'm not understanding where you're going with this. So do you have any other comment before we let you go?
Neither is she.
That's my question.
Your question is very confusing, to say the least. In any event, have a great night, caller, not to be disrespectful. Caller from another unknown phone number, go ahead, please. Okay. Did anybody understand what that person was just saying? Because I didn't get any of that.
She was trying to read, honey. That's all she was trying
right.
to
do. Right, right, exactly. I thought the Gays in the Military show was very informative.
Oh, absolutely.
It gave me a lot of insight on gays, because I had no idea some of that stuff goes on in there.
The vagina cunt, she was interesting. What was her name? Miss
Alexis
Tyler.
It's not been just a messiness, although some people have tried to make that the focal point. It's not.
And the child in California that was riding around with the camera that is doing the...
Zim Van Adam. By the way, Zim has a part three to his documentary coming out, and Zim will be on next week to talk about part three of his documentary. So, and I'm very excited about that because it's going to really touch on a lot more deeper issues. I have a caller from a 215 phone number. Go ahead, please.
Just listening.
All right, thanks a lot, caller. 347, you're live with Tom. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
What up, Tom? It's AJ.
Hi. I can barely hear you, AJ. Which AJ is this?
Tom, it's AJ Menza.
Oh, okay. You're calling
that voice is giving me what I want.
Ronda, that wasn't. That's not true. I did not have Andre Love. I'm not put at the house. I'm still a Menza. I'm still walking up to this week. So,
I did not let Ronda spill that because...
I know that was said yesterday over the radio, but I was around when it was being said, but I didn't get a chance to get the radio, but that shit is not true. I ain't had Andre Bubba. Andre and Bubba still talk. I'm still a Menza, so just want to clear that up. That ain't true.
Well,
denying that, honey.
Yeah, and again, we didn't let that go out. As a matter of fact, I stopped it, so, you know. Anyway, but thanks for calling, AJ.
Yeah.
I have a 267 caller. Go ahead.
What's up, Tom?
Hi, who's this?
This is Cookie.
Hey, Cookie, what's poppin'?
What's going on? You know, this is my first time listening.
Thank you.
You know, I live. I just wanted to say congratulations to everybody that won of the year, Ronaldo, Little Mama, Jack for a successful ball.
Okay.
I just wanted to stop through and say hi.
Well, thanks for stopping through. I really appreciate it. What you doing tonight?
I'm chilling. I got class morning, honey.
Okay, so you're just taking it easy for getting ready for class tomorrow?
Yeah, there you go.
I heard that was good. I'm sorry?
No, that's Cash.
Cash?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hey, Cash. What's popping?
I'm chilling. What's good?
Oh, nothing. I'm getting myself prepared. I have someone coming over later.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yes. Working for the ink all time. Yes, I taught you well.
Okay.
Thank you, caller. Cash and Cookie, y'all take care.
Yes. And where's Cash? What state?
Pennsylvania.
Yeah,
okay.
Pennsylvania.
Just checking, honey. I just met Cash the other night. Moving on.
Caller from a 317. Go ahead. All right, well, I guess we'll go ahead and wrap the show up. Somebody was texting me saying they were calling from an unknown phone number, but I have so many unknown numbers on here, I couldn't begin to find out who you are. So if you want to call me back and unblock your number, then I can go right to you on the phone line and bring you on. We won't try to find out who you are with your phone number. I want to thank everybody. Oh, my gosh, I have a frog in my throat.
Is that what it is?
Anyway, I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight and listening. And thank you all for continuing to support me. For those of you all who support me, I really appreciate it. For those of you all who buy my DVDs and have been with me since my very first DVD, which was the Prodigy Ball. Ron, do you remember that ball DVD? It was, oh my God, that DVD was awful.
The
ball
DVD
was cute.
Which DVD, Tom?
The very first one, the Prodigy Ball in Detroit.
Oh, yes, Tom. It was total swill, honey.
You know what I'm going to do?
Such a long way.
You know what? I go back and I look at that DVD sometimes and I say, my goodness, from where I started into where I am now, God has really brought me a long way. Because the DVDs, I mean, at that time I was still learning, so Miss Aviance, it was really bad. That was one of my really bad DVDs.
We have to crawl before we walk.
Right, exactly. But I remember that DVD. I remember when I first started. I went to that Prodigy Ball, I made that DVD, and I got on Walk for Me, and I said, I have a free copy of the Detroit Prodigy Ball for whoever hits me up. And a few people thought I was joking, and some people actually took me serious, people like Mina Ivisu and a couple others. And I sent them DVDs, and they laughed and they read because it was that bad. But I said, you know what? The next time I make a ball DVD, it won't be the same. It'll be 10 times better. And it was better, and it improved, and it got better. So, you know, I'm really, when I look back over where I was at that time and where I am now, I think about the accomplishments that I've made. You know, I started walking balls, walking executive realness. It was a fun thing. Now I've turned it into a business, you know what I'm saying, that I actually file taxes for. It's an LLC, you know what I'm saying?
Work.
And because of that LLC, you know what I'm saying, I can now write off just about everything on my taxes, everything with my home, my travel.
Yeah.
You know, anything that's business, anything business related, it's a tax write-off. So, you know, if nobody else is proud, I am. So for the haters out there, thank y'all for giving me the motivation to do what I do. And for those people that want, you know, they want to boycott and they want to ban me from the balls, well, that's why I went to college. Because when I get off the radio, I'm going to get ready, you know, after my visitor comes and whatever, you know.
Yeah,
I'm going to go to
call.
It's not a client, honey. I'm going to go to sleep, and I'm going to prepare myself to go into the office tomorrow and do what I do as a profession and a career, you know. So if this was to go away tomorrow, thank God this is not my livelihood. That's all I have to depend on because, you know, then I might be in some trouble. I would really hate that people would want to boycott me. I hope that they wouldn't because I think I have something really good to offer. But if you do, I mean, what can I do about it? You know, it is what it is.
Well, you can continue to take that in call but can make sure those coins keep coming, honey. But, Tom, seriously, I think enough people respect what you do, and you know, and they know, the people who actually know you, they know that you're not that person. I think it's really just a misunderstanding of how you come across. But until you sit down and talk with someone, you really don't know that person per se. Only thing you have is just a perception of what you think that person is. So,
right, I agree.
That's my opinion.
And it's unfortunate that a lot of these kids are being brainwashed by these people who are slightly older than them or more seasoned in the gay lifestyle. And so they are being brainwashed by some of these people, so-called house mothers and fathers. And because their house parent doesn't like me, then they feel like they can't like me either. And that's really sad because that says a lot about a person and how much, how little, I guess, how much you don't have a mind of your own, basically.
You can't think for yourself.
Right, you can't think for yourself. And that's, you know, I never want to be in a position where somebody else thinks for me because then I'm really going to be in trouble.
Mindless drones.
Yeah, I've never been the kind of person that because my friends don't like somebody, well, I don't like them either.
Right.
You know, I think that's just so stupid. I mean, it really is ridiculous. But, again, for everybody that has tuned in, thank you all so much. The New York Awards Ball DVD is available at servethekids.com. We are still selling the Sex Siren Volume 3 at servethekids.com or hotboys.servethekids.com. Also available is the New York, New Jersey Liberty Awards Ball. So if you guys want to pick up that DVD with everything on it, it has exclusive interviews with some of the year winners like James Icahn, Diego Kahn, Scooter Balenciaga, Glenn Allure, some of those people we got exclusive interviews with right after they were given their of the year. So if you want to, you know, see what they had to say about winning, pick up the DVD. I think you would really like it. And think for yourself, people, in any aspect of life. Don't let people, you know, have that much control over you that they can dictate to you who your friends are, because then you really got some issues, you know. Ms. Aviant, any last words before we go?
Have a great night, everyone.
Thank you so much, Ms. Aviance. You have a wonderful night as well. Rhonda?
Love yourself, people. And those who pay. So that's awesome.
And how can they reach you, and what's your closing words?
Well, Tom, they can always reach me at igotthetea@yahoo.com. And remember, kids, when the kids are trying it on your time and on your dime, please just give them a stiff, stern look and tell them, ciao, blue.
All right, Rhonda, well, we thank you once again for joining us on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, it has been my pleasure to host the show and have you all as my guests and listeners. As we close out the show tonight, I hope you all listen to the words of this song, one of my favorite gospel songs. by the Reverend Milton Brunson, I think his name is. Again, have a great night, everybody. And I'll catch y'all at the next function. Or I'll see you tomorrow night at 9 p.m. on blogtalkradio.com/servethekids. Good night.